The Maharam Mirunberg, who is the Rebbe of the Rush and the Mordechai in Germany, he's also involved in the Crusades, but the later Crusades. And that's why he writes, I think it's Keynote 41, when he talks about the burning of the Sfarim, we'll get to. So he talks about in 1242, 24 wagon loads of Gemaras were burnt in Paris by the Roman Catholic Church, I believe. And basically, it was all the Gemaras in France and Germany. So obviously, that affected the learning in France and Germany because you had no Gemaras. No, it was before Artscroll, it was before they had Xerox copies, so you couldn't go on the internet and look at it. So that had a tremendous impact. In fact, they bring down the Magen Avraham, others bring down the Minhag on Erev Shabbos, the Friday of Parashat Chukas. Some Gidolim had a Minhag to fast, because that's when it happened. And what's interesting about it, number one, is that you usually pick the date. Here they didn't pick the date, they picked the Friday before you read Chukas. And some had a dream asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu why, and he said, Zos Chukas HaTorah. This is the Gzeira that is put on the Torah. So it's a minhag among, it was never taken on like a communal fast day. It's a minhag among Yechidim to fast on that day. So the Maharam Rumi discusses that. In fact, the Rishonim were bothered by why did this come about? What was the causes? Some suggest that based on what happened, I think about 10 years earlier, really I think maybe 8 years before, within the 8 to 10 years, we know what happened was they burned the books of the Rambam. Specifically, they didn't like the Rambam of Mora and Nevuchim, where they put him in Chayram. They put the book in Chayim. They didn't like the fact that he was talking about Aristotle, how to reconcile him with the Torah. Sometimes he said Aristotle got it wrong. Other times he reconciled. So the Jews put him in Chayim. I don't think the Jews themselves burned the books. It was the non-Jews who were looking for an excuse to go ahead and burn the books because they didn't like what he was writing about Aristotle's or other things. So they say because you didn't show Kavod HaTorah to the Rambam, so the Rambam's taking, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking the comma back on you, that we're going to burn, that the Svarim are going to get burnt. In fact, Chidah writes that Rabbeinu Yonah, that's why he wrote Shari Tshuva. He was one of those who, when he was younger, in his youth, he put the Rambam's book in Chayram, and later on he repented. He wrote Shari Tshuva, the Chidah writes, and he wanted to go to the Rambam's grave and ask Mechila. He also, on his way, he left Spain to go to Israel. I think he died on the way. So, it's Kavod HaTorah to the Rambam. As we're all familiar with the famous Gemara at the end of Makkos, how foolish some people are. They go ahead and they stand for a Sefer Torah, but they don't have Kavod HaTorah for the Talmud Chacham. And that's what they didn't have, because of what happened, the Rambam, they allowed for the Rambam's books to be burnt, so the terrible decree happened in 1242, when the 24 wagons just an addendum as well. We know that Maharam Rumberg was taken to jail. He was kidnapped. That was a common occurrence. And they used to kidnap people, and then they used to get a ransom. So the So they will put up a ransom for the Maharam in Nuremberg to go to Hador. So actually, he wouldn't let them ransom him because his shita was based on the Mishnah Gittin. You can't pay an excessive ransom for someone because it's going to cause people to kidnap other people. So he stayed in jail. Let me just point out, it wasn't jail like per se. He was just, I think he was in a palace. I'm not, and he had people come. He might have people come to visit him. I think they might have learned. Maybe he still gave his shiur, but he couldn't leave. That's what I mean. He was a prisoner, and they never redeemed him. They never ransomed him because that was his psak. But the Rosh is Talmud, as he paskins against the Maharam Nuremberg. He says, for a gadol hador you can. So one of the wealthy people, I guess in Germany, paid for the ransom and with the condition that he got buried next to the Maharam Nuremberg, and I assume that's what happened. I guess we could find out the one whoever's buried next to the Maharam Nuremberg is the person who paid for the. They redeemed even after he died. They made him pay ransom money. I'm not sure if it's the same amount, more or less. So that's what so here. I covered our Torah. God was being menachem, that they burned the books of the Rambam. So 8 to 10 years later, that's what happened. The Srufu Be'esh, the 24 wagonfuls. And that's what we have to learn from. We have to learn about how to treat all people, but especially Talmidei Chachamim, giving Kavod HaTorah, not like the Gemara Makkos berates people who don't. We have to be those who give Kavod HaTorah, and we have to do tshuva as well as Rabbeinu Yonah did, writing the Shaarei Tshuva, asking for and going to the wanting to go to the Rambam's grave to ask Mechila.